God is named Bhandir Ghat, and this is Bhandir Ghat. Bhandir Ghat means on Daniyantri, Bhandir Ghat name, because this place is Bhandir Ghat, so it is called Bhandir Ghat. When Kaharva is to get him, we have a Krishna and Balabhadra. They take their lunch and keep here and they will be having there. Thereafter, they keep prasad here together. One day once, Krishna and Balabhadra get him here and also Uddhu and Sakhas. Cow being backside to Krishna and Balabhadra, they enter Munjatami. Munjatami means very big grass, if any an elephant goes out on this, none can see outside the elephant. This is the example, white one, this is Munjatami. Munjatami, this white one cutting here.
You keep in the microphone too close to your mouth and we can't hear you well.
Okay. It's not your finger. And all cows behind Krishna and Balabhadra, they went out to jungle. And there was Munjatami. Munjatami means very big grass. If an elephant goes out, it none can see the elephant from outside. This is the example the white one cutting here by Munjatami. Seeing this position, demon. Demon comes here, send some demon and want to bind Krishna Baladev, all cow boys and cow. But all Sakha could not find out their cow. So they find out cow. In the same way, cutting grass, footprints of cow's tongue, they follow them and enter in Munjatami. Then demon said, so this is the great advantage, we shall grant them, all of them. Then the next fire here, and here, the fire is chariot here. For fire, and they drive the fire everywhere. The cows and tired boys calling, oh Krishna, oh Baladev, we are in danger, please save us, save us. Hearing their shout, Krishna Baladev immediately came there and told them, please shut up eyes. Then Sakas thought that why Krishna and Krishna advise us for closing our eyes, because we know that Krishna knows some magic. So he advise us for closing our eyes, because magic could not do on the presence of everybody. So Krishna tell them, close your eyes. And Krishna take the fire. Why Krishna advise them for closing eyes? And in Mahavan, when Krishna takes fire, and they complain against Krishna, oh mother, Krishna take himself, then mother Jasoda beat him. So Krishna thought, if I take fire, they will complain against myself, and if I take fire, maybe they live their life. So these two girls, Krishna advised them for closing eyes. After few moments, when they opened their eyes, they saw no fire, nothing else. They are taking prasad here and all cows drink their grass. What happened? They thought, we are in sin.
They were seeing grass.
They thought we are in sin. What happened? They couldn't understand. Here cow means sense. If we back behind to Krishna, and run after material desire, then our position will be just like cows. So always remember Krishna and never run after behind this nose is material desire. This is the place of magnetic place of Srimati Radha and Krishna. So Jaito Goswami, describing Gita Govinda, Megham Maduram Bharan. So Nanda was sitting here and sky clouds covered with dark clouds. Then Nanda was at once saw that one little girl, his friend's girl, Srimati Radhika is here. So Nanda Baba told him, get Krishna and go Nanda Baba Darsana. Krishna came in the lap of Srimati Radhika and they went into a grove. And Krishna became teenage boy and Srimati Radhika became teenage girl. And so all sophies came here. Then Brahma saw he was coming from Pushkar. He saw Krishna, Radhika and also his marriage here, some marriage ceremony here. And one Srila also here, one first time, Dhandi one, Krishna was proudy that I defeated all Sakhas, I defeated Sridham, I defeated Subal, etc. But Lohita said, why you fought proudy so much? You could not defeat Sridham, could not defeat Subal. It is wrong. It is bogus. If you are so powerful, then you can wrestle with my sakis. If you defeat my sakis, then I can say that you are very powerful. So all sakis, they become wrestler and Krishna also. Krishna defeated by Srimati Radhika, and all sakis, nothing and so Radhika is winner, Radhika is winner. And one person also here, one day Krishna was playing with Srimati Radhika and all sakis, and one Bhagavata Vakta Gopi of Srimati Radhika, that means Sapat Chod, Sweet Vakta Chod, Chandravali. They saw this and Baladev. And she told to Kutila and Kutila told to Jotila. And Jotila taking Purnamasi, Nandimukhi and other, she is coming. But Radhika came to know by his parrot, by her sea parrot. Sea parrot told to Visakha and Visakha, everything to Srimati Radhika and Krishna. Then Radhika hides himself in a kunja and Subal becomes Srimati Radhika. Because there is such similarity in Subal and Srimati Radhika. And they are playing. When Jatila, Kutila, Purnamasi, Nandimukhi came, then they saw Radhika, Radha and Krishna is playing here. Then Jatila catch hold the hand of Radhika. But he is not Radhika, she is over Subal. They don't know. Then Jatila says, Purnamasi, you can see, this is my daughter-in-law. What is his activity? Then Krishna and Madhumangal, Krishna, yes, Madhumangal, Madhumangal came and take his cloth and they saw to well. Then the Sakha became clapping and Jatila became the too much fan and went away. So many pastimes take place here, so we pray the lotus feet of Gurudev and Vaishnava that this manifest, this lila, pastime is manifest in our heart and we can serve this pastime under guidance of Gurudev. Please mercy on me, please mercy on me, please mercy on me. This kind of pastime is manifest in my heart and I can serve under guidance of Gurudev. Hare Krishna. Pancha Gurudev Pachitra Sindhu Bhavirasa Satidhanam Tavane Bho Vishnave Bho Namo Namaha.
About 1 mile long length. And the boys used to play on this, crossing the Yamuna river here and there on the branches. Yamuna ko aar paar kar jaate. Itna lamba chauda ye ped tha. Lakhon pashu on the back, on the front, on the this side. All less and less Sakhas knew that Krishna is laughing and taking from me and he near me and in front of me every month. One scout grudging left Krishna beside, behind. Krishna ko chhod karke chali gayi charne ke liye. Jungle mein wo phas gayi, sukhe hue. मुंजा अकेली में और असुरों ने आग लगा दी गायों ने उनको पुकारा प्री और अवे स्वामी जीवर वो हत्याकारी स्वर किनारे कौ तब गोपियों ने कहा कृष्ण ने कहा जो
Don't
upon a furlong or two. On the other side, there is Vatsavam, also Sudhar, you know, Thailand, Nanda, नंदबाबा जी यहाँ पर आते थे नंद बारा के लिए गया नंद घाट
तो दिस प्लेस इज सो सेक्रेट दैट इट इज कंसीडर्ड कृष्ण यूज टू प्ले ऑन फोर क्लीन वर्ल्ड एंड ऑल गोपी न्यू दैट कृष्ण इज कॉल्ड निवल्ली दे यूज टू कम हियर Also, in grazing cows, Krishna used to climb on the top of his tree, Bansiwar, and he used to call Shyamali, Dhauri, Gauri, Kalindi, Isangi, Kitambari, and so on. And all clouds, having their nest so high, They began to run towards Krishna. Krishna used to count them on his manimala, left and left out. And if you see, he sees that one cow has remained not come. Telling her name, he used to call her. And anyhow, she used to come. Calling Krishna and Krishna. Here, when Krishna used to Krishna went to Mathura, Siddham told, I cannot live without you. You are going living with us all. I will wait this place. And I will see, I will wait for you till you come, not come. But Krishna never came. And so weeping and waiting, not taking anything, he is waiting for Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He was Krishna, but in this covered with Radhika. He knew that my this friend Siddhant, brother of Srimati Radhika, so beloved to me. Now he is waiting for me, but I am covered with Radhika. So he wrapped with Siddham and told that let us go. But he told that if Krishna will come, I will go. So Mahaprabhu got so much worry in mood and began to read here. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya Prabhu, and all of the Rupanathan temples with this as they had did bhajan for so many years here and there. This is a very set place. And the Rasamaya Sthan, they have come here to be rasastha, feeling any rush in our heart, because our heart has become dry. No trace of any rust, no sattva at all, no nishtha, nothing. So we have come in a hope that by keeping the dust of this place, our heart will be melted and Krishna Bhakti will come. So we have come. You can take the dust on your head and your dress. Everywhere and pray. You should display a very particle of your bhakti that you should feel all these things and you have to move them. Bolo Bansi Bhakti
Jai
Jai Shri
Radhe.
Aap log Panda ji ke liye thoda
sa This place is Mansarovar. At any time, Sri Radhika is Mansarovar.
Angel left Vrindavan and she came here from Punyagadi, Sevagadi, Mangadi and Premgadi here. And it began to me that Krishna always tried to keep me. Keep me. And he tells that you are my dearest Sakhi. But today he is playing with Chandravali, Padma and Satya. So he was in anger. And he came to this place. I will be here to select with you. No one know me. I am leaping. But anyhow, Krishna pressed by the Sakhi and Krishna followed and came here and said that he was waiting eagerly, feeling so much separation. Here Krishna saw that he is in anger, but feeling so much, so Krishna also became like her. He also was waiting. And mixing both tears became Manu Sarovar. So this is a place 5,000 years before, now representing. If anyone comes and such this kunda, also this place Manu Sarovar, and pray to Radhika, and pray to this place, and to Krishna, then he bestows his mercy upon them, and he will be qualified at any time, at any birth, left at last. Then we will think that our life is successful. So we should hear this sutta, bow down to this place, take the dust of this place on our head and heart and face, and we should go now to Bande Prabhu. That we are helpless. Without you, none can have mercy upon me. You have come as a Nityananda Prabhu. You are as a step of this dham. Have given everything to your lotus feet. So please give your mercy upon us. That in any birth, in left and left birth, we will be qualified to have a grief towards him, to be a paladasi of Srimati Radhika. So that we can weep when Radhika is weeping. We can laugh when Srimati Radhika is laughing. If he is Mati Radhika is glad, we are glad. If he is in sorry, he is sorry. So, we pray here. And now we will go to
Sarangama. And there are some talking with both discussion. Yudhishthira Maharaj sent him as well to drink some water. Yudhishthira Maharaj, he gave the water, he sent there. Later he sent Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev. At last Yudhishthira Maharaj came and the friend discusses Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj answers all questions. Then my prediction is, and it just told us again and came here and stay here. So and I have read the English of Yaya Kamsila Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Gancha Galvata Rupa Sruti Vahasin Dukhraya Vata Padidhanan Kavani Puru Vishnaya Puru Vahasin.
There is Bimal Kunda, nearby you have taken bath there as before. There is one king, Bimal by name, in western side of India. Now it's called Pakistan. He had about 5,000 wives and he had about 16,000 girl only, daughters only, no sons. He always thinking, how I shall marry all of them. By chance
he meets,
I will give marriage all these daughters, always thinking about this. By chance he meets with Narad. Narad is in Navi said, you can go Mathura. Krishna is there, you can give them marry with Krishna, your all, with your daughters. Then Bimal went to Mathura. Then Krishna Mathura and Vrindavan. Then he discussed with Krishna. Then Krishna admit them and indirectly send them in Dwaraka. Thereafter when Krishna went Dwaraka, then they Krishna married with all of them. Maharaj explain here what is their previous history. They are 16,000 sages at Dandakaranya. They want to marry Ramchandra. Ramchandra says, I shall admit you in future life when I shall come in shape of Krishna. So Krishna admits them, but Bimal, King Bimal, say I should not be brought. So Krishna tells you, stay here as a Kunda. Bimal means who is always purified. He will take what in his Kunda, his heart will be purified, his heart will fulfill his devotion. So he stay here as a Kunda, Bimal Kunda. And second one more explain here. Pancha Pandava used to live here during their Banavas. They defeated in gambling, so they stay here with 20 years, 12 years for Banavas and 1 year for hidden. So they are Agyatvas and hidden. Once upon a time, King Duryodhan satisfied, this is Durvasa Rishi, and said to his lotus feet, you can go, Kamavan, my brothers are there, you can be guest there, but there is one condition, we will go there after 3, when all Pandavas and Draupadi will take their prasad and they will clean their pot, then you will go with your all disciples. Durvasa Rishi came with his 16,000 disciples and told Duryodhana and killed Duryodhana, Yudhishthira Maharaj, we are very hungry, we shall take prasad here. You say, yes, yes, no problem. You can go take bath, later you can come here. And Yudhishthira Maharaj called Draupadi. Oh, Draupadi, save us, because Durvasa Rishi came here. If we not feed him, he will come and he will destroy us. So you can save us. You can call Krishna. If I call with fight, then he will not come. If you call Krishna, he will come. Sadhguru Upadhi called him in solitary place and Krishna came there and said, "Oh Draupadi, oh Draupadi, I am very hungry, please feed me, please feed me." He said, "Oh Krishna, why I call you? Are you are demanding same thing? No, don't worry, please feed me. That I shall listen all of your history." Draupadi replied, "I have taken prasad and I kept my pot upset." He said, "No, you bring, and Draupadi bring this pot and Krishna take one piece of only green leaf there and took this and said, "Water, drink water," and said, Chittosni, I am satisfied. So clean to stay jagat, to some free day, clean some jagat. If Krishna will be satisfied, all universe is satisfied. So when Krishna is satisfied, Durvasa and his all disciples become satisfied. Then Krishna said, "O Yudhishthira Maharaj, send him for call them." Bhim is going checking his goda. Then Bhim, when they saw the Bhim is coming with goda, then they became fear. They became trembling. "Oh, if we not go there, they will steal us." Then Durvasa remembered about Ambarish. "When I meet Ambarish, there is so much danger. Now another danger is coming. So they flee away from here and they went here, that person gone below." Another history I explained here about Draupadi. When Draupadi was here with his husband, Yudhishthira Maharaj and all of his brothers went somewhere for earning, for begging. Then Draupadi was alone. Draupadi came here for taking water. Yadav saw him and by force took her hand and kept in his chariot. Then Draupadi weeping and calling all Pandavas, hearing her crying, Bhim and Arjun ran after Jayadrat. Jayadrat saw that Arjun and Bhim is coming, then they left Draupadi and went away. But in the midway, Arjun by his arrow do fire everywhere. Jayadrat could not go in here, then they catch on the hand of Jayadrat and took him and come to Draupadi. Then they said, "Draupadi, oh Draupadi, what will you say I shall do him? I shall kill him." Bhim is saying, I shall kill him. Arjun said, "I shall kill him." Draupadi said, no. If you will kill him, then my sister-in-law will go with you. I don't like it. So what shall I do now? Mani rakshinam apamaham ristu tulla. If any honor person, if you dishonor him, it is like death. So they shave his head, keep five choti, and mustache half and bread half. Why they do so? When they are Pancha Pandavi was here, then Duryodhan want to dishonor them. So they came with all his party, trusted lady, and wine, everything. They are dancing all night and they want to dishonor all Pandavas. Seeing this, Indra, do you even want to dishonor my boy Arjuna and others? He sent Chitrarath and other soldiers. And Chitrarath defeating Bhishma, Drona, Karna, everybody, and died Duryodhana backside and took him to heaven. He is crying, weeping, bitterly weeping. Hearing his crying, Yudhishthira Maharaj says, "Oh, this kind of Suryodhana." Order Bhim, "Oh Bhim, please go and say to Suryodhan." Bhim replied, "I should not go. They want to dishonor us. Are you ordering me? Please say Suryodhan, I should not go." Then Yudhishthira Maharaj called Arjun and ordered Arjun, "Oh Arjun, you are very obedient. Please go and say Suryodhan." From length, Arjun fight with Chitrarath and all others, they are defeated and taking Duryodhana, he came to, by climbed down Duryodhana by step of arrow. and surrendered Duryodhan, the lotus feet of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Then Duryodhan said, oh, if I will be there, it is not so hard, but there are enemies. He saved my life, so I shall promise, he promised his mind, I shall take his revenge. So, by Jayadrath, till Draupadi here. And so many pastimes here maternal uncle house of Krishna here, and Satyavandana Rameshwar, sometimes it's a joke with gopis, that I am, at first was Bhaman, I was Ram, then gopis joke, it is bogus. You never Ram, you never Bhaman, you could not do anything. If you were Ram, then you could make your bridge, we can across this bridge, and she said, oh, you want to see? Oh, yes. Then Krishna play on flute, then thousand monkeys came and come, and Krishna ordered them by flute, then they bring so many stones, and in a moment, they make bridge here. So it is called Satyavandana Rameshwar, Lanka, and some Krishna restored Satyavandana Rameshwar here. It is more important than established by Ram, but it is established by Krishna. At first he was in the Bangkok, he was just seashore, and he was in broad, so it is most important. And Maharaj explained here about Kameshwar. Kameshwar means he who fulfills everybody's desire. Gopi want to meet Krishna, they fulfill Gopi's desire. If anybody has any material loss, then Kameshwar destroys this loss, destroys their loss, and give them devotion. So your Kameshwar in Vrindavan.